Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Fernando. Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. See, I thought it's going to be the Great Inferno Show. Yeah, so we changed that a little bit. It is now Fernando Poniente Show. See, the Great Inferno is kind of getting a little too old, you know. That was my gangster name, by the way. So, I mean, if Geraldo Rivera is doing it, why not I? So I'm doing myself a favor by using my own name. You know, there's a lot of people actually using, their own name as their handles, quote-unquote handles or screen names. I think it's better that way, you know, just like. But if you disagree, you want to call in if you want to get slapped in the mouth. 347-884-8125, or you can join me on the chat room. Chat room, if you want to go to blogtalkradio.com. And then / Great Inferno. I should be there waiting anxiously. We got so much thing to talk about tonight. Current events and news and whatnot. You know, we'll talk about a lot of stuff like Wanda Sykes, you know, her comments or her jokes about Rush Limbaugh's kidneys failing and whatnot. Tell me about what textings do to you. Just texting, they're trying to see the law is trying to ban texting while you're driving. And according to them, it's a serious issue, actually. This, you know, kind of distract you from driving. So do you want to ban that somehow? I don't know if you guys, I'm a texter myself. So if you disagree with that, let me know. Couple of news here. Actually, a man accidentally killed his wife with a chainsaw. I mean, how do you do that? How do you just do that? A guy sitting in a Target store found a snack, or snake attacks from a toilet bowl. And do you believe in ghosts? Ghost hunters want to inspect the old property. They're saying it was the creepiest place on earth. Another snake issue here. A guy actually found a head in one of the TGIF or one of those dinner plate thing. You know, those you know, you heat it up on whatever. He found a snake in one of those quick meal things. So let me know. I think, you know, he said he's got a free meal out of that. Well, I think I would have gotten a little bit more than that. But anyway, move on. And a couple things. Actually, they found a hobbit, actually. That's an 8,000-year-old hobbit. You know, not Lord of the Ring hobbit thing, you know, but they said it claims to be a hobbit, but anyway. Facebook say no to nursing mothers. You know, back then they're banning all that pictures of mothers nursing, but yes to some of the hate groups, particularly anti-Semitism. So we'll talk about that. And Brett Favre on the sports news here, we're going to be talking about that. The kind of Minnesota Vikings actually is, you know, snooping around and want Brett Favre into their lineup. Let's take a caller here real quick, and we'll talk about, I don't know, start with the crude comedy of comedian Wanda Sykes. So where did the caller go? Well, went away. Well, call us back. Promise I won't bite. And again, you have to press 2 if you want to participate. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick you up because I am not rude like that. Nesari, Yosari, not Fernando Poniente. Oh, no, not me. But let's say crude comedy. Okay. Wanda Sykes, you know, and they had this one of this, you know, celebrity roast thing that's going on. You know, they did for, apparently for, I don't know, for like, Democrats, whatever, you know, anyway, but Wanda Sykes, you know, I mean, she actually pulled no punches as she, you know, laid out all that, saying that Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh said that he hoped that Barack Obama failed. Remember that comment there? Well, Rush Limbaugh actually is getting hammered for this. Wanda Sykes, quote, "I hope his kidney fail. How about that? He needs a good waterboarding. That's what he needs." That's what Wanda Sykes. I mean, that's Wanda for you, but do you tolerate this? To me, it's another politics, playing politics and all that, and another celebrity trying to get in there. Wanda Sykes had no reason to be, you know, bringing up the issue about waterboarding or anything like that. And apparently she said about some like a 9/11 jokes or whatnot, what she did, but it should be on YouTube. So if you want to go to YouTube, you know, just type in Wanda Sykes and you should be able to hear her rhetoric about that stuff. It's not funny. I like Wanda Sykes, okay? She's funny, she's been in a lot of movies, and I like her as a person. Again, once a celebrity is trying to get into, you know, the politics, the side of politics, and trying to, you know, quote unquote, whatever, you know, do the right thing according to their standard, it's, you know, it's kind of I lose my taste on that. So, Wanda, you are a knucklehead of the day. You know, you should apologize. And because Wanda Sykes said something that Boss Limbaugh is actually the 20th, I don't know, hijacker or something like that, and compared him to Osama bin Laden. No, that's pretty funny. But again, you know, there's just a real thing. You cannot don't joke about, you know, a lot of things like this, Wanda. You know that. Come on. I mean, Russ himself. I mean, you know. I'm surprised he does not respond to this yet. There's no response from him. And, I don't blame him. You know, this is just, you know, garbage, you know. People are probably going to think, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll see what Rush Limbaugh's going to say about this. But no word from Rush Limbaugh. So I'm calling on you, Rush Limbaugh. You should respond to Wanda Sykes' comments about you, man. You know, unless it's true, about your kidney and all that. But let us not talk about this. I want to move on. You guys want to talk about that? You want to make a comment about that? Call me in 347-884-8125. Caller number 3, press 2 if you want to join in. Otherwise, just sit still. Join me on the blog. Here is blogtalkradio.com/, you know, The Great Inferno, GR8 Inferno. That's my nickname or handles. But it's not The Great Inferno. It's The Fernando Poniente Show now. Come on. All right. What I'm going to do is actually move on to, another topic here. A man accidentally killed his wife with chainsaw. It happened in Otsego, Michigan. The authorities over there says the man working in his yard accidentally killed his wife with a chainsaw because of she died. I mean, because I don't know, maybe. Ooh, as I'm reading these things, maybe we want to get the kids out of the room. The Otsego couple were trying to cut trees Sunday when a man hit his wife in the neck with a chainsaw. She died at the scene of the accident, about 35 miles of Grand Rapids. Sheriff's Deputy David LeBon lives nearby Tells Wood TV. He heard a cry for help and did what he could help. The sheriff's department said he's holding the couple's name until other relatives are notified. The TV station says they're in their 40s. This is tragic. It's tragic, ladies and gentlemen. Tragic. So be careful out there. So I know that, you know, there's got trees need to be cut, yards need to be worked on. There's going to be a lot of tools involved. Who's involved, I'm not even going to talk about more on this. This is depressing. I'm depressed now. Yeah, so apparently that's what happened. Ooh, I wonder if oh, I can't even think of. Anyway, well, first of all, I want to go continue on and wish those who has birthday today, that's happy birthday to you guys. You know, all the MySpace and Facebook friends. Listen to this. So happy birthday. We got him back. Happy birthday. All right, that's enough. And we'll go into, man, how could you accidentally kill your wife with a chainsaw? It's just, I don't. All right, this guy sitting in a man injured after the snake attacks from toilet bowl. Did I say target earlier? No, not a target. It's just what they call a sitting target. You know, it didn't happen in a Target store or anything like that. I take that back. I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'll take a sip of this. Ah, oh, very refreshing. Refreshing. Again, I can't pick you up if you do not press 2. Call number 4. Just press 2 if you want to join in. Otherwise, just sit tight or join me in the... Oh, I can't even say that anymore. The chat room. blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. Okay, this actually happened in Taipei. That's in Taiwan. Man sitting and actually bit his penis as he sat on the toilet at his rural home. Local media reported that's on Monday, happened Monday. As soon as he sat down, they said he suddenly felt a knife-like pain and reacted instantly by standing up. The China Times said. When he looked down, he saw a big snake. The other snake, actually. A 51-year-old man from Nantou County was under medical care with minor injuries. A director of Pulau Christian's Hospital said that he's doing good and said as soon as he has passed the risk of infections, he can go. And, you know, this guy, you know, he wants to be, you know, he don't want to give out his name because, you know, you don't want to be on paper. Got your wee-wee bit by snake. Yeah, so he declined that. Local television images showed a black and yellow reptile, reportedly a species of rat snake, being uncoiled and plucked slowly from the toilet bowl. Actually, ew, that's creepy. They said snakes regularly enter rural homes in Taiwan and other subtropical regions in Asia. Never had that problem when I was in the Philippines. But, anyway, pathetic. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, before you sit down, you might want to look at the toilet bowl, you know, before you sit down, because you don't want to find it like rattlesnake or anaconda in there that can bite your private place. But that is just disturbing. So call me here if you want to talk about that at 347-841-8125. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but it's up to you. You're the caller. You want, you know, you control your own whatever you want to do. So, are you afraid of ghosts? Ghosts. Before I do that, let's play some songs, shall we? I want to listen to some good songs here. What do we have here? So again, if you have a CD or album out there that you want to plug it into my show, as long as it's clean, you know, rock, hip hop, whatever, as long as it's clean, you know, the lyrics are not explicit or anything like that, I should be able to, and send me here, send it to Fernando Poniente Show, and now I should be able to play that. let's do Casting Crowns real quick, okay? You know what, I did play that a couple of years ago. Let's do, dang it, okay, there you go. Sometimes when we touch, and I should be back. We should be. I'm going to be talking about ghosts. So if you believe in ghosts, this is a segment that you want to hear, because apparently in Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's a former owner of 180-year-old adobe building. Here's a door or a potbelly stove opening at wood being stacked inside, but no one's there. Did you believe it? Mysterious whispers echo in occurrence, owner's ear, things fall off the shelves for no apparent reason. Oh, there really goes. Or is this just this guy's like high on something? Give me a call, 347-884-8125, and listen to this boring music. Let's welcome all everyone here in the chat room, and also the callers. Thank you for pressing number two there, and I'll pick you up here in a little bit. And the subject that we're going to be talking about is the ghost. A ghost hunter is actually going to inspect an old property in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. It said a former owner of 180-year-old adobe building. Here's a door of a potbelly stove opening and wood being stacked inside, but no one's there. Mysterious whispers echo in a current owner's ear. Things fall off the shelves for no apparent reason. Ghosts or not ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts in here? It's kind of creepy. Make me a little scary now. You're in a little room. But let's take a caller here on 7639. We're going to pick you in. You're on air on Fernando Forniente Show.
Hello. No, I don't believe in ghosts.
You do not believe in ghosts?
No, I don't. Because would you like to know why? Or?
Well, yeah, please do. Go ahead.
Okay. Because according to the Bible, when people die, they either go to heaven or hell. They don't just wait around Earth. And if you're going to go to heaven, why do you want to wait around Earth for your loved one? I mean, do you love your loved one more than you love Jesus? Do you think that he's not capable of taking care of your loved one? So that's my viewpoint. I mean, So yeah, that's what I mean. Because, I mean, with so much bad things going on here on Earth, why would you want to stay? You know, and God's powerful. He's able to take care of your loved ones when you're gone. You know, he created them.
I agree with you, but I also believe in bad spirits.
Oh, I do. I believe in bad spirits.
So, I mean, they label that as, you know, they're probably calling it ghosts because that's the, you know, the closest thing they could name that. You know, it could have been like bad spirit or maybe unclean spirit. They've talked about that, you know, in the Bible.
Right. I do believe in demons, and I do believe in bad spirits. So,
Yeah, but do you think they'll find something there? I mean, you've heard some stories about, like, you know, ghost stories and all that, well, whatnot. I mean, you know, I strongly believe that's really, you know, it could have been like maybe a bad spirit or unclean spirit that.
Yep, I believe that too.
Stir up something. You know?
Yep, I believe that. I believe that. I'm like, so I can't kind of came in. I didn't really hear you say much except for I just called in and you were saying something about that they're ghost hunters or something. And then
I believe that
they're going to find something.
You believe they'll find. Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be in a show, like one of those Discovery Channel, I mean, they have to find something, otherwise there will be no show. You know, they'll probably. You've seen one of those things on the Travel Channels and Discovery Channels, the Ghost Hunters and all that. You know, it's like, oh, look at that orbs. You know, like, oh, look, I just saw a shadow. You know, it's like, whatever, dude. It's a little, you know, exciting probably for them, but it's, you know, a little boring in our end. You know, I'm not going to waste my time to just watch that. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm glad that we're on the same page here. Now, I talked about earlier about the a man accidentally killing his wife with a chainsaw.
Really? Uh-oh.
That's in Michigan, actually. That's in Oswego, Michigan. And actually, it's tragic. And, you know, hopefully, prayers and all that's going out to their family. And like I was telling the listeners out there, you know, it's springtime, and that means there's going to be, you know, a lot of yard work going on, and, you know, there's going to be tools involved. And they should, you know, take a precautionary steps. Now, do you have a yard that you usually work on during the, you know, summer or spring? And what kind of tools do you use?
I mean, we have like a really big yard, but I usually don't cut the grass. My husband usually does that. And as far as yard work, I don't really know how to garden, but if I knew how, I would probably do that. And so I really don't do much outside, really, except for hang clothes or maybe sit outside for a cookout or, you know, that's what I pretty. I don't really do yard work.
If you happen to buy any one of those, you know, dangerous tools, so just be careful out there. Be careful. Now, I talked about the sitting, they call it the sitting target. They actually injured himself. After a snake attack. from a toilet bowl.
Uh-oh.
A 51-year-old man from Nadekandi was under medical care. What do you say on that? What do you say to this? How do you respond to this? They exactly got, you know, bitten, like a snake bit him in his, you know, penis. I can say penis because it's clean.
Yeah.
What do you say to this? I mean, what do you tell him? Good luck? I mean...
So what? Like, he sat on his own toilet?
What's your comment on that? Yeah. Do you have any comments? Yeah. Yeah, he's sitting, sat down in the toilet, and, you know, you gotta look, okay, buddy? You gotta look before you sit down. Because you
maybe
don't know what's
like
in there.
Maybe he was, like, hurry or something, but yeah, you said look.
He would have been.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said he felt like a sharp pain, you know, just like a knife went through his, you know. But the snake probably, you know, felt threatened. You know?
Yeah.
There's another snake invading his cave.
Or even, like, he felt like he was getting closed in, and don't, like, snakes normally, when they feel like they're getting closed in, don't they normally, like, bite?
They attack, that's true. You know, they just they're protecting themselves. I mean, rattles, you know, they're like rattlesnake, they'll rattle their tails, and they don't come close, I'll bite, you know.
Yeah.
So no comment to that. All right.
Well, my comment was I think that the snake, you know, was felt like it's closed in, and I didn't really hear your question other than what do I think? So I think that the snake felt closed in and decided to bite. Did you have any other question that went with that?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thought maybe you're going to like say like it was his. It's toilet, and do I think that he should sue? I don't know if you asked me that, you know, to talk to the city about
who's
that.
Who's going
to
sue? Snake people?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, they
sued me. Yeah. Right. Speaking of snake, a guy, you know those dinner thing, TGI broccoli or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Well, he found a head of, like a snake head. In it.
TGI
so,
broccoli, you said?
Like one of those, the TGIF thing, you know, like dinner.
Okay.
Thing, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he found, this guy is, he found an unidentified serpent's cranium. And it was nestled among broccoli in a dinner plate. It happens at a Clinton Park, New York, TGIF Friday last weekend.
Wow.
Anyway, so the customer took a picture of a thumb-sized head with a camera phone and got a free dinner. Anyway, but I would, you know, we've gotten like, no, it's a TGIF. That's a restaurant.
Yeah. So like, I thought you said he got like one of those dinners from the store. Did he go to the restaurant?
Yeah, it's actually saying here that he went to the restaurant. Yeah.
Okay.
So while Snakey still had part of his spine attached, the rest of his body is apparently still missing. Let's just say if he were ever there, they won't be ordering the fettuccine.
Yeah.
Yes, they would not order that. So he got a free dinner from that TGIF Friday.
Yep.
And what do you think on, I mean, he should just maybe sue him for, you know, I mean, What do you say? I mean, what do you say to the guy? Like, hey, here's a free dinner. Have a good day.
Yeah, I'd be like, they would probably just like say sorry about that, you know, and then give them free dinner and then think that it's over with, you know. So I think that you know, what most people would want is like at least a free dinner.
Well, yeah.
Because you know, I mean, if that happened to you and you're not expecting to eat a snake, but yet you get a you're like, what happened to the rest of the body? And you find out that you ate it. You know, you probably wouldn't want to eat at that restaurant at least for a while. You know what I mean? Unless you like
snakes. Can you get sick from eating a snake like that?
Let's
say hypothetically,
you
get sick. Hypothetically, a dude gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
And goes to the hospital and, you know, they're trying to sue the TGIF. I mean,
yeah.
He would have a case, right? They would have to settle that with them.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you get sick. You know, and you would have to prove that you got sick from the snake.
I don't know the law. I mean, does he have to wait until he gets sick?
I mean, he could go to the doctor just to, like, double check. But But most likely, if he's not sick and he goes, Dr. TGIF's not going to be, like, you know, compensating him. You know what I mean? They'll be like, well, you're not sick. Why'd you go to the doctor? And they won't pay for the doctor bill. Yeah, I don't think. I mean,
let's just say the dude is, like, traumatized by that. And,
yeah.
You know, just kind of started not eating, you know. Started getting sick from that, missing work because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't know. I don't really think he would have a case. I mean, get over it, you know.
Start smoking pot.
But then he'll, like, you know, I mean, if that happened to me, I probably would not want to go out to eat for a while, like for a really long time, because I'd be like, I don't know what's going to be my food.
Yeah, well, TGIF is actually, you know, that's TGI Fridays. That's a known, you know, restaurant. That's like a big
exactly. Thing. Yep.
Oh, I mean, they would have to do something. I mean, they would have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got out of the, you know, the public. I mean,
yeah.
Right. You know, like, I mean, they should have settled that with the dude and said, look, you know. Because it's probably causing him more, you know, people probably not going to the TGI Friday, you know, saying, ew, snake, then, like, maybe settle with them for, like, you know, $500,000, you know what I mean? Have him sign that says, you know, you can't, well, again, that's probably
how did they not even know that they had a snake in there, you know? And somebody had it known, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever... Yeah, I mean, you should know what's in your restaurant. So that would be the case there.
I mean, maybe it could be like maybe a pet snake maybe fell in there. I mean, it's like on the broccoli.
Huh?
Is that on the, they found it on the, what kind of food is that? Like, some sort of like broccoli with something. That's all the mom broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't say if it's the cheese broccoli or any fettuccine alfredo or anything like that. Some food that has broccoli in it.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I didn't order snake with my food. Maybe it's vegetarian. You know?
Maybe.
I don't know how that would work if you're vegetarian and then you're
like, I'm sorry, I did not order, snake head in my broccoli.
Right.
Yeah.
Be like, because it's, especially if you're like like if you're fasting or from meat or something, I mean, snake is meat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Hey, do you like Wanda sex?
It's okay. I mean, I'm not like a big fan. I mean,
right.
I don't try to like.
Well, recently, they had a White House correspondent dinner or something like that. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
They get together with the presidents and all that stuff. You know, they bring in comedians. You know, they usually make fun of the, you know, presidents. They make fun of anything. And one of the sites actually is made fun of Rush Limbaugh, or tried to make fun of Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
And she's a comedian. She should not be taken, you know, literally. But she accused Limbaugh of treason, saying that, you know, he's probably the 20th hijacker or something like that. And compared him to Osama bin Laden, and she wished him, like, you know, physical collapse, or, you know, she said something about, I hope his kidneys fail.
Wow.
And she said that Rush Limbaugh's need a good waterboarding. And,
wow.
You know, stuff, you know, all that. Because Rush Limbaugh is one that said that, you know, he hopes that Barack Obama fails.
Oh, you
know,
yeah.
Wait, it's a couple months ago. You know, he's a wrestling buzz, you know, conservative, right wing, you know.
Okay.
Most of the things that he talks about is, like, you know, true and facts. And just like, you know, but we need, like, a guy like Rush Limbaugh. That's what I need. Although dude is not perfect. Dude is not perfect, you know. He's been in a lot of stuff. But anyway, I mean, let's one to Sykes. I mean, I think she probably thought that she's being funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. She could be wrong, but I don't think she hates him.
Yeah. I don't think anybody should be wishing anything bad to happen to anybody, no matter, you know, who they are, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I think personally. I mean, like, you know. Hey, I have to go because I'm, like, at the store. And I'm at the
okay. No, thanks for stopping by. And,
but I'll see if I can call back again.
Yeah, call back again if you have time. And I hope that, you know, just be safe.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. All right.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I went back to Wanda Sykes because I want to get her opinion on that. But and let's move on, okay? The texting while driving remains, they said, serious issue. Because that's, you know, how could you tell? I mean, I've tried to text while driving, and it's very dangerous. I'll tell you what, you know, that's, unless I, you know, you could, diapers, it distracts you from the road. So that's, be careful. Oh, what is that? Okay. No, texting while driving, and what do you think? Driving while texting remains a serious issue on the nation's roadways, transportations, and all. That's what this official said. Days after Boston area trolley operator failed to see a red light while reportedly sending his girlfriend a text message and smashed into the back of another trolley, injuring 50 people. Gee, goodness. For every 2 seconds, the driver's eye are off the road. The motorist is twice as likely to be involved in the crash and, you know, something like, you know, maybe traffic violation and all that. That's what the guy and national spokesman for AAA. Texting while driving requires your full attention and leaves no room for distractions. That's what they said. Quote, you have to be foolish as best and delusional at work to think that you can send and receive text messages while operating motor vehicle effectively and safely. You got to be foolish. You can't text, so they should ban that. They should ban texting, just like people being a cell phone. It's, you know, you get distracted while on the road. And they believe, see, I told you, they believe that's something that should be banned. Texting and cell phone use has been blamed for numerous deadly crashes in the past few years, including the November 20th, 2008, Stephanie Phelps, August 6th, 2008, Janet Intermule, January 3rd, 2008, Stephanie Phillips, August 13th, 2008, Ashley D. Miller, and those because she died in a crash after Miller reportedly drifted across the center line because she was texting messaging on her cell phone. June 28, 2007, again, text messages were sent and received on the cell phone by Bailey Goodman, moments before her sport utility vehicle's lamb head on into a truck, killing her and four other recent high school graduates in upstate New York. April 26, 2007, and, you know, I don't have to go on and on. It says, no laws in most states. 10 states and districts are going to be currently prohibiting texting while driving, with laws in Virginia and Arkansas to take effect later this year. And legislation is being considered in Rhode Island. Some major U.S. cities, including Philadelphia, Detroit, and Phoenix, have instituted a ban. Now the 10 states prohibit novice drivers from text messaging. Those people just got their driver's license. No text messaging, please. But the majority of states have no laws that ban sending text messages for behind the wheel. I don't know if they banned it in Wisconsin, but I, you know, I've seen people texting while driving, and you can really tell that they're not paying attention when they swerve off the road. You know, they kind of do this, you know, jerk move, and it's dangerous. So it's a little bit like speeding. Everyone at some point has used their cell phone while driving. That's what they said. Communication director for the Governor's Highway Safety Association. And said, but the bottom line is texting and operating any kind of vehicle is very dangerous. It takes your mind from the text's hands. Like I said, it's a common sense issue. Recent efforts to highlight the danger of texting while driving include a billboard in Byron Township, Wyoming, created by a 17-year-old girl whose classmate was killed in July 2007 crash. The billboard created by Alice Devers displays a 17-year-old behind the wheel with a phone to her ear and simple message, buckle up, hang up, heads up, it all adds up. What do you think? 347-884-8125. Banning texting in your state? What do you think? What do you think? Let's come back here in a minute. I would love to play my favorite song here. Here is one of my favorite band in New Jersey called Days Gone. Be back in 3 minutes. Welcome back again. Today, we're talking about the texting while driving. Apparently, officials says it remains a serious issue, and they want to ban that. Some states, actually, most states, some states has laws and have instituted a ban, according to major U.S. cities, including Philadelphia, Detroit, and Phoenix, but no laws in most states. So, caller number two, let's get your opinion here. Texting while driving or driving on the cell phone while driving. What do you think?
Okay.
Ban or should not ban?
Yeah, I think it should be ban. I mean, I personally know somebody who drives while they're texting, and I think that they're going to get in an accident. I'm like... And I'm like, hey, how about if I text for you?
Oh.
Because, you know, I mean, like, I know that some people like to do two things at one time, but I think that, like, okay.
Should be banned.
With, like,
I think that should be banned. There's a lot of stuff that happens, especially, like, when you're, you know, so many people, like, intoxicated, maybe, you know, a little drunk on the edge, you know, and they're trying to can drive and text at the same time. Dude, that's kind of a little risky there, or it's just texting itself, you know, it doesn't, that you don't have to be drunk or intoxicated or anything like that, you know, to get an accident, because it's just, you know, it takes your eye off, and it takes split seconds, you know?
That's right. So, that's right. It takes just like a couple seconds before somebody walks in front of you, your vehicle, mm-hmm. or, you know, and like by the time maybe, you know, you look up, it could be too late. I mean, like, whereas like when you're talking like on a cell phone, I mean, I think it depends on a person. You know, like, for instance, I remember when I used to first, like, try to talk on a cell phone, I'd be like, can you hold on so I can turn? But then I think that as you, like, keep doing it, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. people get more technique. But I think optimally it should be, like, have Bluetooth or one of those earpieces.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I think that that should... If they're gonna make a law for that, then it should be that they have to have a text. But even, you know, yeah. So,
yeah,
I mean,
or
not text, but like,
just
law
get a,
for like
bring
having
a friend
Bluetooth.
Or bring a friend that you can text and they can text with you.
That's
you
right.
Know, or yeah, you know, just you know, talk on the phone. Or just get one of those. I think they have one of those. The kind of like voice, you know, command. The kind of you know, you say it and they'll put it in a text for you and send it out. I think they have one of those.
I think my phone has that.
Really?
Yeah, I have so that capability.
Just, you know, it's like if you get a text and it says, "Hey, text says, I will be late," and you just say respond, and you know, you better not be late. Send.
Right.
Have those.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So, I mean, what state are you from? You're from Wisconsin, so that's you know, do you think they should ban that in Wisconsin? Do you think Wisconsin should take the charge on it's like, hey, let's, you know, get together and ban this?
Yeah.
I know they're talking about banning cigarettes or smoking into establishment like bars and restaurants and all that, but that's a different topic. But, you know,
I think they should ban texting while driving. I mean, like, and I know there's a, like, a little bit gray line there because, like, what if you're at a stop-and-go light? I mean, if the stop-and-go light's long enough and all you have to do is text real quick, you know what I mean? But while you're actually driving, like, on the road going, like, 30 miles per hour, even if you're going 5 miles per hour, you know,
mm-hmm.
it should be banned.
Again, it only takes, like, split second.
So I think while the car is moving, it should be banned. Go ahead.
I think they should ban the you know texting or cell phone altogether. You know, when you're operating a vehicle, you should not have a cell phone that would take your attention or you know your eye off the road. You know what I mean? So that's
yeah.
I mean, unless like you said, you have you know your Bluetooth or an earpiece, then in you know you should be good to go. You know,
exactly.
But if the you know laws. If
I heard it.
If they see like the people are driving with cell phone in their shoulder and the ear and they're you know they're going back and forth, they should pull them over and say, hey, you know, do you have earpiece? Put it on, you know, and slap them a ticket.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just like seatbelts. I mean, they enforce that, and those they should be enforcing this, you know, cell phone, and you know, I think they're waiting for more, you know, things to happen, like more accidents or something. But anyway. So that's your stand, and I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you now. And
anyway,
let's. You're welcome. Let's move on to a different topic here.
Okay.
Well, expert says hobbits may be a real ancient race after all. That they
what?
Are not just a fairy tale. Hobbit.
Oh.
You know, hobbits.
Like short
Frodo
people?
The Baggins. Not necessarily
people
short
hairy
people.
Feet?
It's. Yeah, short people, the hairy feet that hangs around with goblins and stuff. You know, hobbits, like Frodo Baggins and all them, Lord of the Rings, hobbits and all that.
That
so
they
it turns
still
out,
exist?
They said, huh?
That they still exist?
No, they actually may be a real ancient race. Maybe real after all. They're like, but they're like extinct or ancient race. You know, like
okay.
they're not among us, but they were. Existed 8,000 years old, they said. So the expert said, it turns out that Indonesian hobbits, well, wait a minute. Yeah, Indonesian hobbits. Man, I thought they were like, you know, more like English or, you know.
Right.
Irish or something. But anyway. And the 8,000-year-old, 3-foot-tall creatures, aren't they like all that tall anyway, but anyway, may in fact be a separate species from humans. Scientists analyzed the foot of a hobbit originally thought to be similar to modern pygmy when remains were first discovered in 2003. To conclude that the little guy isn't human after all. So after studying the foot of Homo, they called Homo Parisiensis. Researchers now argue that the primitive toes and bone structure suggests a little fella descended from an extinct species of Asian human-like beings. Like, maybe, there you go, maybe they tried it, you know, a missing link argument here. Other experts have claimed the hobbits were humans whose miniature stature was due to a neurodevelopmental disorder or, you know, dwarfism, you know, stuff like that. But either way, bad news for Elijah Wood. What say you? Do you think this is true, or do you think it's just like one of those theory that they just put it out there so they can pitch those evolution theory together? What do you think?
Okay, I have probably like at least three comments. First of all, I think there were so-called scientists that believe in evolution. They actually put a pygmy in a cage with a monkey, and it didn't result good because they thought pygmy was not human. Okay, so first of all, that. Second of all, when they found some ape-looking transformation creature thing, they actually discovered that it was osteoporosis, and they weren't on their way up, they were on their way down. And also, I do believe that in the 1300s, there probably were hobbits. People that look like what we call, I guess, from Lord of the Rings is hobbits, because of I think that, you know, there was a lot of natural cures out there that, you know, were experimental, and people, like, put herbs together, and that they didn't have scientific research, and they're like, hey, try this, it'll make you look younger, or it'll make you grow taller, and instead it made them grow hair on their feet, you know? And that's what I think. So that is, you know, and I don't believe that it was, like, 8,000 years ago, because this Earth's only been 6,000 years old. I believe only six, not more than 7,000 years old, between 6,000 and 7,000, according to the Bible. You can actually read the Bible and do the timeline. And so those are my comments on that.
Good. All right. Well, let's say the bone, they study the bones and all that. They said there's no, what do you call that? That arch like modern human, you know, the foot doesn't have an arch like modern human does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, just look at their feet, you know? That's what they go, that's just one based on. It's just their feet, you know?
Yeah.
They said that they also had a navicular bone. A navicular bone was just tarsal bone in the foot. And it was more like to, it was found in great apes. So this means that these hominids, that so-called hominids, Homo floresiensis, the group that includes human and two types of chimpanzees, lacked an arch and were not efficient long-term runners. So that's, I do not believe this is human. I think this is just like one of those, like hoax that they're trying to, you know, put that missing link into action. Like, look, we found a missing link, you know. Thing, but they should, you know, again, they were not there. It's just a piece of foot, bones, and skeleton and stuff like that. So, I mean, how could they make such, you know, claim?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, you know, either way, that's bad for J.R. Tolkien. All right. Anyway, that's let's go to Facebook. You use Facebook and all that, and I know some of the callers and on chat room here that. You were a Facebook and MySpace fanatic, or somewhat, or not. But anyway, Facebook says no to nursing mothers, yes to anti-Semitism. Breastfeeding mothers who seek to share photos of their suckling babies have been embroiled in a war with Facebook since way back in 2007, when the site began removing photos of nursing mothers. Much to the anger of this leftist, quote-unquote, social networking site deemed the photo to be obscene content, quote-unquote. Hence the removal, of course. Michael Arrington, from TechCrunch Rumorous Extraordinaire, recently took a big-time stand on the side of the lactivist, posting a vehement opinion piece against Facebook's leading the policy towards hate groups, like particularly those denying the Holocaust, you know, and F Israel and their Holocaust, F blank blank, bull blank, and, you know, they're not removing those, they said, and they're not considering those hateful, but instead completely acceptable to them. Since the group actually exists on the site, like, you should be able to find it, and it's, you know, it's there. But Dallas lawyer Brian Cuban, yeah, the guy that brought it, Mark Cuban, is on a mission to ban such hate groups, having recently penned an open letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking for the removal of existing ones, according to websites. Brian has not yet received a response. So let's say we're running out of time here. Double standard?
What?
Facebook? Are you listening? Are you been sleeping?
No, I didn't hear your question. I heard everything. Your question.
Right. What do you think Facebook's doing? Do you think it's a double standard? Like, you know, they're letting, you know, they're canceling, or I don't think you can compare that to, you know, breastfeeding to Holocaust, but it's, you know, they got rid of those photos about, you know, breastfeeding babies and all that, and now they're not banning, or they're not kicking people that has groups such as, you know, anti-Semitism group.
Well, I think that they should ban both, because, first of all, if you're showing a nipple with a baby sucking on it, yeah, that's natural. That's fine to breastfeed. You know, that's a good thing, actually, to breastfeed. But that's also nudity. You know, I mean, they're just got to face it. I mean, yes, it's natural, but you don't have to show your boob, you know what I mean, to the public.
Right.
And
right.
The same,
should,
you know,
yeah,
with
they
the
should
Holocaust
not have double
people.
Standard. That's.
Yeah, they shouldn't They shouldn't have hate groups available, you know, and if they're going to have that, and if the hate crimes bill passes, then those people should be prosecuted.
Well,
you know, I think that the hate crime bill should go both ways, not just against
right.
Christians, but I think
and
it should
I don't
go
know what,
against
I don't
others.
Know what
so,
Brian Cuban is doing, you know, protecting the electivist, people that they should be able to show their, you know, that's good and all, and you know they're doing, you know, like I said, it's natural and all that. But those are the privacy of the citizen. You know, they should not be able to show them like because people like you know there's some sicko out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they you know that they want to see that and comparing this to hate groups such as Nazi and communism and anti-Semitism, it's just kind of a you know, it's kind of, you know, it kind of raises the flag. I was like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Brian Cuban is actually, you know, a lawyer. And, well, he has a lawyer. He's not a lawyer. And I think he's going to, you know, spend his money on that. But anyway, that's, you know, you can Google that and find out what he has to say about that. One more thing. Vikings, actually, they're thinking about getting Brett Favre into their team. The Minnesota Vikings have spoken, and they say yes, so they're interested in Brett Favre. The Vikings broke their silence Monday, actually, with President Mark Swift saying the team is considering the supposedly retired star. Brett Favre, come on. He's supposed to be retired, man. Mm-hmm. Let's drop that. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, I get that. But, you know, it's over, dude. You know, just kind of... I don't know if you have it in you. You've had your, you know, chances and all that. But if you going to come back, you know, and apparently you know that they're talk that you are. But you know, dude, you got to do more. You know, do more than that than just taking your team into the playoffs. But you know, I give you all the credit, though. I give you all the credit. Hey, we gotta go. Thank you for calling here, caller 7639. Thank you for calling, for stopping by. And this is Fernando Poniente. Listen up to me next time on the 13th. I will have a special guest. It's a special band from the East Coast. So log on to blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. This is your host, Fernando Poniente, on the Fernando Poniente Show. You can call this number to find out what the next show. Here's the number, 347-884-8125. And we got to go. I would like to eat something. Something's really good. Not a snake, of course. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks.